Kiss Army. Welcome to Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. Join us as we celebrate the hottest band in the world in song and conversation.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest acoustic tribute in the world, Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss.
Hey, what's going on out there, everybody? Once again, welcome to an episode, an installment of the Facebook Live event. Let's get ready and roll. Let's start off with a little bit of Creatures of the Night. Let us know where you're from and do us a favor. Share this with all your friends. Get those numbers up. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shout it out loud.
Welcome once again to another Facebook Live installment of Alive Unplugged, the music of KISS. Have we got anybody online today? We got a couple here in the chat. We've got Britton and we got Hannah, who is on the chat with us. And we got a good number so far tuning in for this early portion, which we appreciate. Good evening, everybody. Good to see each and every one of you. Thank you all for tuning in and being a part of the festivities tonight. We're not going to talk a whole lot, but I will say this. It's good to see each and every one of you. It's a Saturday night, time to rock and roll. We've not done this in about 2 months now, as that is our new schedule with the way things are going. Listen, we know everybody else's life is busy, and so is ours. And the main thing is, though, is that you know we want to keep bringing the acoustic content to you guys because you guys want it. You wanted the best, and I don't know if we're the best, but we're certainly trying to do our part and bring a live stream every other month to each and every one of you. So we're going to have fun tonight. We've got a lot to do. We've got a lot of celebration that we're going to do. Check out this Montco Radio shirt that Matt Porter sent me. I mean, you know, if you have followed any of my activities, you'll know I'm also the host of Cam's Kiss Club. But that airs on 9 a.m. on MontcoRadio.com on Saturday mornings. But enough about me. Let's talk about you guys, okay? Hey, Frankie Lockhart, good to see you checking in, my friend. Absolutely awesome, man. Let's rock and roll. We're going to have some fun tonight. Share those posts. Make sure people know that we're online. You know, we're getting back into the swing of things after a month off, so we might be rusty, but we're getting there. Morgan's got the videos and the backdrop going. Let's have some fun. We're going to celebrate two anniversaries for the show, the anniversary of the releases of both Unmasked and Revenge. Revenge we'll focus on a little bit deeper. We did a Unmasked episode last year this time. So let's do one from Unmasked, though, to celebrate the release of that album in 1980. I think it was yesterday, actually. So what is that, 42 years ago? Wow. But a great album, one of my favorites, one of my guilty pleasures. This one is called Shandy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I know you can tell me good.
forever. We say song. I think that that's a great album. Like I said, that's kind of been a guilty pleasure for me, as a matter of fact, as time has went on. But I do very much, I enjoy that song. And I love the whole album. I think the whole thing together is just, it's absolutely fantastic. It's a great effort. I know it's a little different from what the band did, but man, I think it's some good stuff. Let me check his tune real quick here. So I appreciate you guys again, all those who are hanging out. Like I said, this is bi-month, this is every other month now. And it's great to be back playing live with you guys. Whether it's the four people, 40, 400, just whatever, man. It's awesome. It's warm here. It's really hot. I seen that Hannah had posted that it was hot up there in upstate New York. And it's pretty hot here in Virginia. I tell you, it's been 92 degrees and I think it's about in the 90s again today. And we were in a tornado warning a couple days ago, so a lot of crazy spring weather right now, but it's hot. A lot of people going out, doing a lot of activities. We appreciate you all for making a Live Unplugged part of your evening. Let me know what you guys have been doing right there in the comments. Let me know what you guys have done today. Britton, I know you've got some good pizza, man. I seen that. You made some pizza, and you're going to watch the show, of course. And Hannah, I know you've been into some things. So let me know, Frankie Lockhart. Let me know what you guys are into tonight as you get ready and prepare to take in the rest of this event. We're going to have a lot of fun, no doubt. We're going to go back. We're going to do one from 1975. As I said, we'll celebrate revenge later on in the show, but we're going to play just a kind of a free-for-all. The entire KISS catalog, or a lot of it, will be represented tonight, 70s and beyond. So, see if you know this one. This one's from an album called Dress to Kill. This one is called She. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great Gene Simmons song right there off of Dressed to Kill. And once again, you are checked into a live unplugged, the music of Kiss. Britton said, very cool, funky vibe with She. Thank you very much. I certainly appreciate that, sir. I love that song. And acoustic, it really takes on a whole different characteristic, you know? Hannah said that, she asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing well. I'm doing the best I can. Really tickled to death, man. Morgan and I had a great afternoon today. We found some great vinyl records and some CDs. And she got a Freddie Mercury one. You know that. You commented on the post. And so she is just tickled to death. And I think that's great. I really do. You know, we love, you know, vinyl records and just classic rock in general. Kiss, Queen, you know, Journey, you name it. And it's a lot of fun. Again, go out there and just see what you can find at these record stores. Shout out to Cheap Thrills Records for really hooking us up today. Let's see. Hannah Rogg says she's busy making some Kiss costumes. Hey, Jeff, good to see you. Good to see you on here. I think it's the first time I've seen you on here, sir. So thanks for checking in. Hopefully you enjoy this kind of amateurish Kiss thing we got going on, but we love getting to hang out, as Matt Porter would say, hang out around the virtual campfire, and that's exactly what we're doing, just having some fun talking about the hottest band in the world. Britton Mitchell said that Naked City is one of the best Gene Kiss songs out there, too. That's exactly right. I agree 100%, man. That one, you know, we do that one quite often, and he was fantastic, you know, back at that time. I don't think he got enough credit for his diverse writing that took place around 1980, 1981, and of course 1979 too, you know, with Dynasty. So let's keep things going. We're doing this kind of, you know, funky acoustic vibe, of course, as it's been called, and it's different, but we try to take these Kiss songs and make them a one-man acoustical jam. This one is off of an album that came out in 1977. I got a copy of it today, probably my 400th copy. You know, I'm just kidding, not my 400th, but it feels like it. But I can't pass it up. My favorite, Love Gun. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Love.
You know, we've been down here in Virginia with the springtime weather and the seasons changing. It's been crazy. I've been fighting some allergies and stuff like that. So I almost heard my voice cracking. That was not great. Warts and all, right? That's what it's about when you play live music. So Hannah is talking about going to Ohio. Going to see Mr. Speed from Ohio. That's going to be up there in New York. They are fantastic. Great group of guys, as we know. I'm really excited to hear your report, Hannah, that you'll be putting on your blog, I'm sure. Jeff Beechick, there's my man. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing, sir? Thank you for checking in, man. Good to see you tonight. So tickled to have you here, and hope everything's going well in your neck of the woods as well. So always just checking the live feed here, making sure everybody's doing good. I love the conversations. Man, I really enjoyed watching you guys talk and have a conversation amongst yourself. That's what it's about, you know, getting to just have a big get-together. And so I love that I can kind of provide the soundtrack for that. And thank you guys for hanging in here always. It means a lot. I'll be back on the flip side, but let's keep this thing rolling. How about this? Let's do one from the 80s. Jeff Beechick's going to enjoy that. Now, it's not Tears for Fallin', but what we're going to do is we're going to do kind of a neat twist on two 80s standards there for the band that they still play to this day, but we've kind of got our own arrangement to it. And it's going to go something like this. It's going to start off with a song that came out in 1984 off of the Animal Eyes album. This one is called Heaven's on Fire. 1, 2, 3, 4. At you and my blood boils high. I feel my temperature rise. I want it all, give me what you got. There's hunger in your eyes. I'm getting closer, baby, hear me breathe. You know the way to give me what I need. Just let me love you and you'll never leave. Feel my heat, take it. Oh, Yeah, something fun we like to do on Alive Unplugged is just kind of combine and do some cool stuff there every now and then like that. Kind of do a combination or two, a medley, if you will. I guess you wouldn't typically call it a medley if it's just two songs, but you know what I mean. All right, let's see here. I'm going to get caught up on this chat. I'm really enjoying what I'm seeing here. Jeff wants to know what we're going to do. Spinning Back to My Baby. I tell you what, Jeff. We do these things every other month. I will try my best to get to that tonight if I possibly can. I have in the residence where we are at, we have a noise ordinance, so we have to cut it a little after 10 o'clock. I'll try to get through the songs on the set list as we're going to get ready and look at the Revenge tour now. We will definitely, I'll do my best to get a little bit of that in for you, if I can remember it, okay? It's been years since I did that one, but we'll do what we can, absolutely, sir. Thank you for watching again. So, let's see here. Let me get caught up on the chat real quick. I won't take long. Britton talking about Animalize, you know, how much it was a Paul album. It was very much, you know, Paul producing that. Of course, I think Gene's on there as an associate, but yeah, he really took the reins around this time, right? Let's see here. And then Hannah talking about going to see Almost Queen. I'm very excited for that. And send me pictures of the Freddie Mercury costume that you're doing, okay? I know your buddy Joe's going to be excited to see you, and Morgan being a huge Freddie Mercury fan, she's going to love seeing those pictures, too, when you get ready for that. Alrighty, I'm loving this. Really enjoying you guys hanging out and talking this evening. Britton said the neighbors are too old. Yeah, if it's too loud, you're too old, right? That's right, man. I agree. I just tell them to just, you know, shape up. And, you know, maybe one night we'll just go to 11 or something, and then I'll maybe we'll get thrown out or assessed a fine or something. We won't have nowhere to do this. All right. Revenge. That's what we're going to celebrate today. As I said, doing these every other month has allowed us to do a couple things. It's allowed us to go back, play some songs that we haven't done recently. And then also it gives us an opportunity to do some album focuses. And not just, you know, take the whole show to focus on the album, but also kind of highlight. And this is what I want to do in this case, because this is a great album, a great, you know, return to form for Kiss. I love that 80s stuff. Animalize, The Asylum, Crazy Nights, Hot in the Shade. I love it all. Revenge was a much heavier, you know, return to form. Great, great lineup with Gene and Paul and Bruce and Eric. It's just great. And, you know, they had a great chemistry. And you can hear it on the album, produced by Bob Ezrin. We're going to highlight in an acoustic fashion because we can never be as aggressive as what's on that actual album. But we're going to do three songs to highlight the 30th anniversary. If you haven't checked out Bruce Kulick's awesome retrospective on YouTube, go do that. You don't want to miss it. And Cam's Kiss Club on Montco Radio did a Revenge retrospective today. Check that out tomorrow if you want at 5 p.m. Eastern Time or 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. So just to kind of celebrate this album, this is an Alive Unplugged exclusive. First time we've ever done this one. Be gentle if we screw this one up. If I screw this one up. Morgan's good on her end with the videos and the backdrops and all that. If I mess this one up, just look over me. This one is fantastic, and I really enjoy it. This one's called I Just Wanna. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got a body built for sin and an appetite for passion. Yeah, I can see the road to ruin and I'm looking for some action. I got my finger on the trigger and a match to the fuse. I'll make someone an offer that's too big to refuse. Tired of trying to be what I'll never be. Baby, you could never. Chances, find some. my time is right for every breathing. If it's stone cold crazy, tell me don't without a reason. I wanna take me a vacation down a long stretch of track. I'll find a new sensation and I ain't coming back. Tired of trying to be what I'll never be. Baby, you can never see that. Man, that one is a challenge both vocally and rhythmically on the guitar. Trying to make that song with these big, huge guitar hooks, you know, wrote by, you know, Vinnie Vincent there with Paul Stanley. And my goodness, then you try to put that in an acoustic form, a one-man acoustic jam there. it's not easy. I hope y'all enjoyed that one. That one's awesome. I want to know, what is your favorite song off of the Revenge album? Let me know in the comments. Frankie Lockhart, if you're still watching, my friend, I know that you enjoy this album a whole lot, and that's the first time, if I'm not mistaken, you actually got to see the band live. So, you know, feel free to put in the comments there exactly, you know, your recollections of seeing them on tour, and, you know, wow, that Revenge tour, wasn't that something, right? It's fantastic. All right, so let's keep this ball rolling with another song from Revenge. This one is called Every Time I Look at You. And feel free to get the lighters or the cell phone lights out in your home there. just don't catch anything on fire. That would be terrible. 1, 2, 3, 4. Say I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break your heart. I find you waiting up by the light of day. There's a lot I want to tell you, but I don't know where to start. And I don't know what I'd do if you walked away. Oh, baby, I tried to make it. I just got lost along the way. Every time I look at you, no matter what I'm going through, it's easy to see that every time I hold you, the things I never told you seem to come easily. 'Cause you're everything to me. I never really wanted to let you get inside my heart. I wanted to believe this would soon be an end. I thought it wouldn't matter if it all just came apart. You can still believe in me, 'cause every time I look at you, no matter what I'm going through, it's easy to see. Every time I hold you, the things I never told you seem to come easily. 'Cause you're everything to me. It's gonna take a little time to show. The things I never told you seem to come easily. Cause you're everything to me. You know, that song right there, I mean, I know that they were hoping for a home run again with that song, as in the same vein as Forever, and it's a fantastic song, is it not? It's very, very good, and it really and honestly probably should have been a hit just as much as Forever, but, you know, the times and the era, you know, grunge was taking over, it didn't really get that recognition that it deserved, unfortunately. But, yeah, that song, Every Time I Look at You, it's great. I love this conversation that's going on here in the bottom part with Britton and Hannah talking about the makeup tips and stuff. That is so cool. And like I said, that's what I love. I love it. I love reading the comments and seeing you guys, you know, get along and just talk Kiss. And, you know, that's the whole intention of this, is just to, as we said, have fun with one another. And thank you guys. Real quick, I want to mention that, excuse me. I want to mention that if you like what you're hearing, you can certainly check that out later on, either on the replay here, but you can also subscribe to the Alive Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series, and we will put the audio of this event up live. Probably by tomorrow, we'll have it ready to roll, so you can download that, take that with you if you didn't get a chance to enjoy, or you want to watch it again, if you like it that well, and if you do, thanks. But, you know, if it's something you enjoy, be sure to download that and take that with you. It's a lot of fun getting to put those together, and it means a lot when I see that the downloads and the shares, the numbers go up. I really appreciate that. All right, let's see what we got here. Hannah said, Every Time I Look at You, dedicated to George. Yes, that's right. That's sweet. That's absolutely. Britton said he likes Unholy and Thou Shalt Not. You know, I fooled with a couple of those. I can't get that vibe on an acoustic that you would need, you know. So maybe one day if we can do some electric stuff on the podcast series, we can give that a shot. Yeah, Hannah, we're going to definitely release the balloons at the end of Rock and Roll All Night like we do. But we're going to hope to avoid popping any as we did the last couple times. All right, guys. Like I said, we've got to cut this off around 10 o'clock. I'll try not to talk much more. We'll head into a long stretch of songs. Been great, you know, getting to chat with you guys. As again, noise ordinance here in this neighborhood. So we'll try to get everything in tonight. This one is the penultimate song, in my opinion, on Revenge, dedicated to the late, great, amazing Eric Carr. We all know the story to this song. This one just kind of touches your heart each time you hear it, or each time you leave a Kiss concert and they play this song. God gave rock and roll to you. 1, 2, 3, 4. God gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to you, put it in the soul of everyone. Do you know what you want? You don't know for sure. You don't feel right, you can't find a cure. You're getting less than what you're looking for. You don't have money or a fancy car. You're tired of wishing on a falling star. You gotta put your faith on. God gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to everyone. God gave rock and roll to you, gave rock and roll to you, put it in the soul of everyone. If you wanna be a singer or play guitar, man, you gotta sweat or it won't get far. It's better to lay to work 9 to 5. You can take a stand or you can compromise. Work real hard or just fantasize. But you don't stop living till you realize. God gave rock and roll to you. Gave rock. And that will conclude our little retrospective there on the 30th anniversary of Revenge. So tonight, after this show, maybe go spin that record. Hear how it's done in that loud and, you know, stadium rock vibe, right? Instead of the unplugged vibe. So, Frankie said, great anthem. Thank you, sir. Hey, Shane, good to see you, brother. Thank you for checking in, man. I certainly appreciate it. Sounding great. Thank you for that. Weird sound issues. Is it better now? Britton, let me know. Thank you for letting me know, by the way. Is it better? Has it kind of smoothed itself out? I'll wait on your reply there. I know we're on a little bit of a lag, obviously, when I say it, it goes out over the waves before it gets to you, but just let me know if we're in the clear there. We may be having thunderstorms. I know that there was a call for some, you know, potential storms later this evening, so just let me know and make sure things are sounding okay. Of course, Morgan, if you want to check the feed, you know, you could even, you know, maybe check it on another device there. Still glitchy. Can you check that if you don't care? Just see how that sounds, maybe off to the side there. Let me check that real quick, okay? Yeah, Hannah, we can work that out. We'll figure that out. We do some fan interactions there, some friend interactions, and some Kiss Army interactions where everybody can kind of be a part of it, and we'll sometimes discuss topics and stuff like that. So let me check the glitches on that. Again, sorry, guys, for the delay. Let me check on my end. I'd get feedback if I were to pull up the audio right now and see. How's it sound on your end, Hannah? Is it okay? We may be having some internet difficulty. So I think Morgan said on our end, the levels are good. The internet strength's good, Britton. Maybe just try to reload. I hate for you to have to do that, but I know you can check back on. So we'll keep things rolling because on our end, everything looks okay. But let me know. We'll see what we can do, okay? All right, guys. So time for a little bit of an encore there. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We've got a couple songs we want to do tonight before we get out of here. And let's do this. Let's strap on our seatbelts there, put the pedal to the metal. It's time to go back to Detroit Rock City. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. run. There's a truck ahead, lights staring at my eyes. Oh my God, no time to turn. I got to laugh, I know I'm gonna die. Britton, we hope that Facebook stream there is going better. It's a little more stabilized, hopefully, and that you can enjoy that and not have such a glitchiness there on the side of things. Thank you guys again for hanging out. Let's get ready. I fill up time on a Saturday night. What do? You go to Detroit Rock City or you go to Live Unplugged and get your Kiss fix. Thank you guys, everyone who's still watching. I certainly appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and get ready and go into this next one. It's going to be the final one for the night. Of course, we'll end with Rock and Roll All Night, so I guess that's the conclusion. Jeff, speeding back to my baby. If you're still on there, sir, I will make sure to get that done for you next July. That's going to be the next day. We'll talk after the end of this one here about that exact date, when that show's going to take place, and I promise I'll work that one up for you, okay? This one is an epic Kiss anthem as well, and you know, it goes back to the very earliest of days. It goes a little something like this. You're going to know it. We can't get out of here without doing a song from Peter Criss there. Out on the street for a living, pictures only begun. Got you under their thumb. 1, 2, 3, hit it. Right there from the Midnight Special. Whoo, man, it's been fun. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. Thanks to each and every one of you who watched tonight. It was great to be back. Like I said, man, it was kind of odd there not having any to do in April. As you know, we did the every other month thing as we try to remind everybody who's watching tonight that that's how we'll be doing these in the future until, you know, something changes. I'll go over a schedule real quick. I know that we're short on time. I hope you guys have had fun. Let me know if you have in the comment section. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Hopefully you've had as much fun as I have. So July the 16th is going to be our very next Alive Unplugged. That's a little less than 2 months from now. July the 16th at 9 p.m. If things were to change, we'll let you know. Originally, this one was supposed to be on a Friday last night, but some things, some circumstances beyond our control, we had to, you know, reschedule. So thank you guys for hanging in there. July 16th will be our very next Alive Unplugged. Check this show out on the Live Unplugged, the Music of Kiss podcast series. You can get that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You know, I think it's on Amazon Podcasts. So just all kinds of places there where all streaming platforms are. You can get that podcast. And also, remember to check out Camp Skits Club, 9 a.m. every Saturday morning on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet. I go over this, you know, all the time just to remind you guys. Thank you all for supporting everything we got going on. Thank you, Morgan, as always, for, you know, making some awesome, you know, videos. But also, you know, the LED lights, those are new. Try to give it a little more of a cool, you know, like a Kiss, literally a Kiss Club atmosphere there about it, where you come in and you just have a seat and listen to some acoustic Kiss tunes. We hope you've had fun. Thank you all for watching. We will see you in July. If anybody goes to Creatures Fest next week, let us know. We will be following the updates there. Also, remember Memorial Day for all those here in America. Thank you for your service, the armed forces. You know, God bless you. And also, Lord willing, we'll see you again in July. Teaching everyone you stay safe. COVID's still out there, as well as a lot of things going on in the world. So take care. We want to see you all again in 2 months. We love you all. God bless you. Let's end tonight with the rock and roll national anthem and some of those balloons Hannah Rob was talking about. Rock and roll all night and party every day. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AliveUnplugged. I'm Cameron Duty, reminding you that it ain't a crime to be good to yourself.